following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Yes, yes, and it's Friday. Did you know that Joel Osteen just wrote a new book, and the title of the book is Every Day Can Be a Friday, because people get so excited about Fridays. They're off work. They're going to go out partying. For me, it's coming into the studio and being in person in the same room doing a show with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you doing, Elisa?
I'm doing great. That was great.
Did you just say that you're nervous today?
I know. How long have we been doing this show?
I know. What are you nervous about? I know why you're nervous, too. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
So anyway, how are you, Elisa?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You feeling better?
I do feel better, yes. You know, I lost my voice.
Yes.
It's a good thing you didn't lose it.
Yes, you did. You lost it
completely. I did on Saturday at the wedding, remember?
Yes.
Not our wedding. Billy and Cher's wedding.
someone recently said to me, oh, Trish, your esthetician, said, so you excited about the big wedding? And I looked at her and I said, what wedding? I said, Elisa keeps saying no to me. She said, not your wedding, silly, Billy Mitchell's. That's funny.
That's funny. Yeah. So do you know what today is?
What is today?
Today is the first day of autumn.
Oh, what a fun time.
Yes, I'm so excited. I love fall. Don't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes. Is there something special about this? Isn't this called the autumnal? What is this called?
The first day of the autumn season is the day of the year when the sun crosses the celestial equator, moving southward, September 23rd.
Right.
This day is known as the autumnal equinox.
Ah, yes. Wow. And now, what's so special about this day, Elisa?
Well, besides being the first day of fall, and I love it,
it's also the
declination of the sun on the autumnal equinox is 0 degrees.
So that means that we actually have exactly 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of nighttime.
On the day of the autumnal equinox, day and night are nearly the same amounts of time. In the United States, there's about 12 hours of daylight on this day.
So really, it's short. It's a short day, really, when you think about it. If there's 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of nighttime, because usually it's far less nighttime, more daytime.
Mm-hmm.
So this is interesting. So this is a good day to go home and catch up on your sleep because it's going to get dark earlier.
Well, it's going to start progressively getting darker sooner.
Earlier, yeah. Oh, the summer's gone.
Oh, wow.
Can't believe
Time to close the pool and move on.
You know what's funny? We complain about, during the summer, we complained about how hot it was. And like, oh, I can't wait for this weather to be over. Now that summer's over, we're like, oh, the summer's over. That sucks.
So this weekend, we get to go see Aubrey de Grey live.
Yes.
He was on your show this week.
Yes. We're going to see him at the Idea Festival.
Right.
We've already attended one Idea Festival lecture already, right?
We did. Changing the Way Louisville Eats. That was interesting. The people from the farming community kind of headed this off, and we as consumers were in the audience just kind of having a round table discussion with them. It was interesting.
I think one of the most interesting things was that while there were certain people in the audience who really came to better understand how to overcome the challenges of getting more people to understand the importance of locally sourced produce and fruits and, mm-hmm. and foods in general,
mm-hmm.
there were a handful of people in the audience who wanted the system to confer to their individual needs. Like there was one woman there who kept complaining that when she buys her produce at Sam's Club, she doesn't know what country it comes from. And I'm thinking to myself, why are you buying produce at Sam's Club in the first place?
Well, and, you know, Whole Foods does list, it does have a signage on each piece of produce, like conventionally from Mexico or conventionally
from Pennsylvania.
Organic from Pennsylvania.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
And then they have a section that's for locally grown as well.
Right.
And if you can't get it from your farmer's market, then
Right.
But there was an interesting lady there that talked about grasshoppers, because that's a distribution that they
CSA, actually. They're called a CSA, and you know what? It's a buying group, basically, that commits to the farmers that they're going to buy a certain amount of each of these vegetables and so on each year. Because the big challenge for farmers, as we learned, the one thing I came away from this lecture understanding better, is that farmers are not in a position to go, you know, I think I'll grow cabbage this year, organic cabbage, and I'm sure I'll find somebody to buy it. Quite often they literally have no buyers for crops, and then they lose out on the whole year. They grew something that nobody bought.
Oh, and they brought up a good idea too. If, for example, if a farmer wants to grow broccoli, go to a school and try to say, okay, how much broccoli will you commit to buying from me
right.
for this year?
Right.
And I'll plant that much broccoli for you.
Right. And that's the CSA model. And what Grasshoppers has done is it given kind of a clearinghouse for people who want access to locally sourced organic produce and fruits and other things too.
Right.
And then reached out to the farming community and say, we have this many customers who want cabbage. If you guys grow it, we'll buy it. So the farmer has the commitment. So he knows I'm not going to be growing this stuff and throwing it away.
Mm-hmm.
And the consumer has access to it in a more traditional grocery store like environment, if you will. But to take it a step further, Grasshoppers apparently delivers this stuff, right? Or you pick it up. No, you pick it up.
Well, you go like to a local co-op or somewhere and pick it up.
And you pick it up, but it's all bagged up and ready for you to go. You just walk in, grab your bag, and walk out.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
That's the challenge that farmers have. The farmers have the challenge of, hey, if I commit 100 acres to this stuff, how do I know I'm going to sell it? Who knew that that's what the problem was?
Yeah, so anyway, I'm looking forward to meeting Aubrey de Grey.
Tomorrow.
And he was on your show this past week.
Yes, yes. So and I don't agree with everything he said.
Okay.
Want to make that clear. You know, just because I don't challenge a guest when they say something doesn't mean that I agree with them.
Uh-huh.
I don't agree with everything that Dr. Cannell said yesterday about vitamin A.
Do you agree with everything that I say?
Yes, I do. But that's because I love you.
I don't. I'm speechless for once. Okay, so what did you put on Facebook?
What do you mean, what did I put on
Facebook? About the show today.
I put on that we went to a wedding recently. Our good friend, Billy Mitchell, met a wonderful girl from San Francisco named Cher.
Mm-hmm.
And they tied the knot this past weekend.
All right.
And Cher texted you. Did she text you or email you?
No, she texted me.
She texted you and said that several of her colleagues who were at the, and she is a doctor, by the way, several of her colleagues who were at the wedding wanted to know if you had had any cosmetic surgery done on your butt, if you've had butt implants.
She said she was at dinner with her colleagues and they were having a conversation about my behind.
Right.
And her colleagues asked if I had had butt implants.
Right. And so
my response was, no, that's a result of many hours in the gym, doing squats and walking lunges with big boy weights.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's exactly what it is. Now, yeah, do you think that her colleagues will take away from that? Like, oh, you know what? I can have a derriere like that too if I put the work in, or they'll just go, never mind.
Who knows? I mean, everybody's different. I did say to Cher if she wanted to work out with me sometime when she's
in town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But I can also vouch for you that you have not had butt implants.
Thank you, my dear.
There you go.
Okay, so when we were at the Arnold, I did see someone with butt implants.
Oh my God, that girl. Yeah, I remember.
They're kind of funny looking.
Anyone who's been to the Arnold or the Olympia knows who we're talking about. There's a young lady. She looks like she may be Latino. She's definitely ethnic. And she walks around with the tightest pair of skinny, like spandex-like tights on.
They were white.
White tights. And they're all the way up the crack of her behind. And her butt is like it has its own – It has its own gravitational field and everything. It's like it's just separate of her body. It sticks out so far. It's ridiculous. And she obviously has had butt implants. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
But that's a nice compliment to get. After, you know, it makes you feel like all the work that you do in the gym is paying off, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because as women age, the big problem they have is gravity pulls their butt down the back of their leg.
Uh-huh.
But That will never be said about you, Elisa Profumo.
That's why you got to keep going to the gym.
Keep going to the gym and training hard with big boy weights, like Elisa says. All right, we have to take a quick commercial break. And when we okay, I'm sorry, did I miss something?
No.
Okay. When we come back, what are we going to be talking about?
We are going to be, we went to see Contagion.
The movie.
The movie.
And I put on Facebook that the movie is appropriately named, but I will explain why I say that.
Right.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick up the show. We'll be right back.
Tell me, is life just a playground? Think you're the real deal, honey, and someone will always look out for you.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to forsportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get 2 of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're going to be talking about Contagion for a couple minutes. When we went into the break, you coughed. Was that like
that was a prop.
A prop? Okay.
Sure it was.
Okay. So we went to see the movie Contagion. When was it? Last week? Week before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I really didn't want to go see the movie Contagion because I'm not really interested in those kind of movies, like movies about, you know, scaring the crap out of you, things that you have no control over, blah, blah, blah. But I'm actually glad I went to see the movie.
Well, I wanted to see it so that we could talk about vaccines, because there's so much in the news right now about vaccinations.
No, and this is no coincidence. In fact, we're going to be doing a 2-hour show next week with some of the top people. Dr. Meryl Nass is coming on. She has testified in front of Congress about every type of vaccine you can imagine. She is the go-to person about the anthrax vaccine. She has a colleague that's coming on the show, and she is not like vaccines are killing people. She's very middle of the road. She knows the facts. She knows the pros, the cons of vaccines, and she gives it to you straight out. Because I want to know for sure, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe vaccines aren't really that bad. You hear all this propaganda about vaccines really don't cure polio. Polio went away on its own, and vaccines are causing autism, and vaccines. But clearly one thing has happened as a result of all of this dialogue.
What?
Well, it was estimated that vaccine sales by the year 2011 would top $20 billion, and they haven't reached that.
Well, and also, didn't the when the swine flu, the H1N1 virus, didn't they lose money on the vaccine? That's
my point. There is an anti-vaccine movement in the United States right now.
Right.
And I'm not saying that it's good or bad. I just think that I want to embrace the fact that people are actually making decisions about their health for the first time.
Uh-huh.
I see this as a good thing. We're not lemmings anymore. People aren't going, oh, I got to get a vaccine because my doctor said so, or because the Walgreen advertisement said so.
Uh-huh.
People are actually going, you know, maybe I'm not going to get that vaccine. Your dad, Ben, he's an older guy. He's one of those people susceptible to the marketing. And he told us a story how he stopped getting the flu vaccine because whenever he got it, he got the flu.
He took it. He got the vaccine 2 years in a row and got the flu 2 years in a row. And he hasn't taken the shot for, I think, 2 years now and has not had the flu.
For two years. He's given up on the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So there is absolutely an anti-vaccine movement out there. Now, that doesn't mean that vaccines aren't good. There may be good vaccines out there, but clearly people are now picking and choosing which vaccines they submit their bodies to.
So the movie, you think, was propaganda?
Abso-flippin-lutely. I think, here's what I think. I think the person who wrote the script had a good idea, said, you know, we have some scary-ass stuff going on here about vaccines. We can make a really, really scary movie about vaccines, but in order to get the cooperation of the CDC and the vaccine manufacturers and the government involved, they had to do a little quid pro quo.
Uh-huh.
It's very obvious to me that the movie was designed to make it look like, and I'm not saying there aren't wonderful people at the CDC, because there are, but the movie was designed to make it look like the CDC has completely altruistic values in everything that they do, which could be true, but I got to believe there's some corrupt people there, because there's corrupt people everywhere. And that the vaccine manufacturers have nothing but altruistic ideals for society, and they just want to help people, which is absolutely not the case because their profits are involved. And the movie was designed to send a message to the average American person, hey, 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 don't you not take that vaccine because you're really putting yourself in jeopardy. And that, one more thing, and that was clearly not the case with the H1N1, because the H1N1 was told to be a pandemic by the World Health Organization, who also was supposed to look so credible in this movie,
mm-hmm.
and no one died. There were no bodies. No one was dying, like they said, and no one got the vaccine. Everybody waited, so much so that countries were trying to sell off their stock of vaccines before they expired, and they couldn't sell them because nobody wanted them.
Mm-hmm. And we all know that Hollywood partners with Washington. I read a couple articles in the paper about how when the morale was down, I think it was right after the Vietnam War, the morale was down about people weren't joining the military, so they did Top Gun to get people excited again about joining the military.
Right.
And it worked.
Right.
And then I also read that Kathryn Bigelow of Bigelow Productions, she's the one that did Hurt Locker.
Right. Great movie, by the way.
They're now producing a movie about the capture and death of bin Laden for the Democrats or Obama or whomever. And it's going to be released election year.
Yes, right.
Election
right.
year. And tell me and why,
you know,
that is.
And you know what? And anybody who's shocked by this, let me tell you what I've learned. Thanks to – I'm being cultured by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. So she has been teaching me a lot about the Tudor dynasty.
Oh, okay.
And back in the Tudor dynasty, when King Henry decided that he wanted to abandon Catholicism, he actually commissioned what was considered the entertainment industry back then, but the individuals that put on plays, to put on plays that diminished the value in Catholicism and made Catholicism look foolish.
Right.
And they played those plays all over the countryside to common people who it helped influence the entry for the new religion. So don't think that entertainment can't help.
Is it a form of brainwashing?
Well, you know, if you watch a TV show that says it's okay to be fat, like Molly and Mike or whatever it is.
Well, and she just won an Emmy, I think.
You know what? That just goes to show you how many fat people there are there. And she's playing to the right audience because by 2030, she'll probably be more popular than Gwyneth Paltrow because there's
half
more
of Americans will be
obese.
Be
fat. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
by 2030.
Yeah. So, but yeah, there's no doubt in my mind the mission of this movie was to make it spread like wildfire that you should not ignore your vaccines. Take your vaccines.
Well, and I was on the treadmill the other day, and on the Today Show, they were talking about women and vaccines. I mean, and there was newspaper articles about the whooping cough, and how I saw an article on the internet that students without the whooping cough vaccination weren't allowed to go to school. There's a big push on vaccinations right now.
The guy who was the science advisor, Ira, I can't think of his name, but I'll find it in a second. He was the science advisor for the movie Contagion.
Uh-huh.
He actually has ties to Roche. He has ties to about three different companies that specialize in either vaccines or DNA modeling to produce vaccines. So it's like these are people that are all in the business of making and promoting vaccines, and they're doing a movie about, hey, if you don't take a vaccine, you could be one of these people who dies.
Yeah, and you heard what Dr. Scourin said about the Gardasil vaccine.
Yeah, causing cancer in children, young girls that never even had sex.
Never had sex before, and they're pushing it for male little boys to get it now, too, so they don't spread it, and they don't get genital warts.
And while I haven't read the article, apparently the federal government has already paid out to like 83 families who vaccinated their children and their children got autism. And I have to do some more research, but that was from a very, very credible source. And I haven't read the whole story yet, but I just read the first couple sentences of it. But the other thing that I thought was interesting was they painted the pharmaceutical industry and the World Health Organization and the CDC in a way that makes you think that they are all on the path for sainthood. And then the guy who was decrying, you know, the vaccine, they made him out to be an unscrupulous scumbag who was just in it for the money.
Well, he's the one that said that there was a natural alternative for Forsythia.
Right.
Forsythia, remember?
Right.
That's a natural alternative. And you made the comment, well, that guy's like me.
Well, because when I say that, and I mean, I'm embellishing myself. He had much more larger base of people who liked him than like me. But the point is,
he
was getting this message out. And then they said to him, you know, they caught him talking to somebody. They set him up talking to somebody that he wanted to be in the right position when the news breaks because he wanted to take advantage of selling for Cynthia. So what they basically did was they made it look like anybody out there talking bad about vaccines is trying to promote something for themselves as an alternative for vaccines. But you know what? That's not true. There are a handful of people out there who only promote things that they sell, like Dr. McCullough.
Right.
Anytime Dr. McCullough promotes something, it's on his website. Okay? But there are also a lot of people out there like Dr. Cannell from the Vitamin D Council who isn't selling anything on his website. I mean, I'm not selling anything on my website. When I tell people about stuff, and I bring – it's because I'm interested in it too.
Mm-hmm.
And just like we're going to do the show next week about vaccines, if I come away thinking, you know, vaccines really do have a value, I'll be honest and say that. But I am absolutely not going to tell people, you should absolutely get a vaccine. Don't worry about it. They're safe. They're good for you. Look at all the good they do for people, because we don't know that to be true.
Right, right.
But I think everybody should see Contagion for one reason and one reason only. So you can see how sinister – the government and these government agencies can be when they try to use a movie to convince people to take vaccines so that they can get that 20 billion mark by 2012.
It's crazy.
Sad. Very, very sad. What else can we talk about, Elisa?
Okay. Is it time for a break? No.
Actually, 2 minutes.
Okay. So, did you know that only 3% of Americans floss?
Yes, that's sad.
Isn't that disgusting?
Yeah. Well, I'm one of those people that doesn't.
Well, you
but I floss periodically. I use plackers. I use plackers, you know, which is like the lazy man's way of flossing.
Yeah, I see those little placards in the parking lot when I'm walking into a gym or in the grocery store, and I always look at them and think, why do people use those and then just toss them in the parking lot? That's
disgusting.
Well,
it's like a toothpick. It's like a toothpick.
Okay. So you don't use regular floss?
I'm not coordinated enough to use regular floss. I've come to that conclusion.
Well, it just blows my mind that only 3% of Americans use floss.
Why does it blow your mind? Now, I know that you've been in the dental industry, mm-hmm. but why does it blow your mind to think that how many people actually brush their teeth, I wonder?
I hope everyone brushes their teeth. And by the way, the Sonicare, if you don't have one, that ultrasonic toothbrush, it's the best.
Yeah, I'm with you on that now.
Because 85% of Americans have periodontal disease, which is gum disease.
And
that's because they're not flossing and brushing properly.
But what does periodontal disease make? Tell the audience why it's important not to have periodontal disease.
Well, because your mouth is the gateway to your health. Yeah.
So if your mouth is bleeding all the time, the threat is that the things in your mouth can get into your bloodstream, I guess.
Right.
That's what the point is, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how long does it take to floss generally?
Probably a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm. And do you floss every day?
Yeah, most days.
out of seven days, how many days do you floss?
At least five. Okay. And, you know, really everyone should floss every day. And some professionals say you should do it twice a day.
Yeah.
So. And I'm guilty because sometimes in the night you're going to bed, you don't feel like flossing. But you should always brush your teeth and floss before you go to bed, really.
In fact, you have had people comment about your teeth. You went in for a surgery one time, and the anesthesiologist, when he was getting ready to give you the anesthesia, looked in your mouth and said, "My God, I've never seen such beautiful teeth before in my life."
Oh, he said I had the best teeth he'd ever seen.
So, but you spend a lot of – I mean, you do. You have a beautiful smile. You have beautiful teeth, but you also put a lot of effort in – but you also put a lot of effort into everything else.
Well, and that's my point in bringing this up, is our audience, they take care of themselves. You know, they exercise, they eat healthy. People need to floss their teeth with all of that.
Yeah.
You know,
is that acceptable?
That was my point.
Are placards okay by you? Do you think if they're using placards that it's
well,
okay?
Well, yeah, that's okay. I mean, for me, the floss is more flexible because you can get it down into the sulcus, which is where plaque is hidden down in the sulcus. The sulcus is the area between the gum tissue, the gingiva, and the tooth structure.
Right.
So it's a little more flexible, and you can get that floss down in there. But if a placker is all you're going to use, then use it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's all I'm going to use. I'm just not coordinated enough to use the real stuff. What are we going to talk about?
But anyway, I just wanted to bring that up because everybody's so healthy and tries to take care of themselves. Just add that to your list of things that you need to do.
Even if you
daily.
Do it 4 or 5 times a week, it's better than not doing it at all.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And should it be done before bed or should it be done first thing in the morning, you think?
Realistically, you should do it before bed because you're laying there and the bugs are
in your mouth.
Yeah.
And you're a big proponent of mixing a little bit of peroxide with your mouthwash, and not mouthwash.
No, it's alcohol-free Listerine, and I rinse with that every night. But sometimes I'll add the hydrogen peroxide to it, and that just kills bugs in the mouth.
There you go.
And don't do that every day, though. Just
bugs
periodically.
Bugs in the mouth. I'll never be alone now that I understand that there are bugs in my mouth. That's good to know. All right, here we go. We're going to take a quick commercial break. What are we going to talk about when we come back, Elisa?
Well, I'd like to talk about the drug and the nutrient interactions.
Yes, drugs and nutraceuticals need to learn to play nice together.
Yes.
Okay, so stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner to add today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I got something on my neck. What is it? Am I bleeding?
No.
Oh, okay. You know, I nick myself shaving a lot. So. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay.
So.
Tell me about the, first of all, drugs and nutraceuticals.
Right. Okay. So in the United States, there are almost 900 drugs and commonly prescribed drug combinations.
Right.
Almost 400 may deplete specific nutrients, and over 300 have been shown to interact with dietary supplements with both adverse and beneficial effects being equally
but
common.
But obviously the adverse effects are the ones we're really most concerned about.
Right.
I mean, we and you had listed some this morning when we were talking about this. Some of them we know about. We've talked about, like, the link between statin drugs
and CoQ10.
Right. And you know, you would think that when a doctor prescribes a statin drug, he would say to the patient, now, you should also take ubiquinol because this will deplete it. But they have been either instructed by the pharmaceutical industry not to say that or not told by the pharmaceutical industry, which is very well aware of the ability for statin drugs to reduce ubiquinol, CoQ10. Mm-hmm. And we already know that when CoQ10 drops, that's one of the things that leads to congestive heart failure.
Right. Okay, so did you know that vitamin E can also reduce CoQ10 levels in a different way?
And no, I didn't know that. And interestingly enough, I have been taking 800 IUs of vitamin E for years.
Uh-huh.
And I continued to do that even when a study came out about 3 years ago, an epidemiological study that showed that individuals that had pre-existing heart conditions died sooner when taking high doses of vitamin E. I ignored that because I thought, well, that's because they had pre-existing conditions. But then when you told me about this, I thought, you know what? I'm doing myself a great disservice by not taking CoQ10 along with my vitamin E.
Oh, I thought you did.
Well, I do and I don't. When I run out, I run out for a while and then I start taking it again. I mean, overall, probably 50% of the year I take it. But, you know.
Okay, so when your body uses vitamin E to fight free radicals, the vitamin becomes oxidized and CoQ10 is used to recycle it back into an antioxidant form. In the process, your CoQ10 gets used up.
See, and I have to make sure that I am very judicious about taking my CoQ10 from now on. And I have to switch to ubiquinol. I have to admit, I've been taking the cheaper ubiquinol because I thought, oh, what the hell, you know?
What the hell?
But I think I'm going to have to upgrade to ubiquinol in hindsight now. So,
okay. So, and then we were also talking about vitamin B and birth control pills this morning.
Right.
Birth control pills deplete vitamin B6 more so with the stronger prescriptions of birth control pills.
Right, right.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. But interestingly enough, both vitamin pyridoxine, which I believe is B6, and folate, which I believe is B5, and I could be corrected on those, have both low levels have both been linked to breast cancer in women.
Mm-hmm.
And there is obviously an increased risk of breast cancer in women who take birth control. So maybe all women who take birth control need to do to mitigate the risk of breast cancer is to take high doses of B vitamins, you know, a good B complex, like a B100 complex.
Right. It also says that a side effect of birth control pills is depression.
Right.
We know that. And that could be caused from a depletion of the amino acid tyrosine.
Yes. Yes, L-tyrosine. Right. Very, very good. That's interesting. I didn't know that. I didn't know that a side effect of birth control was depression.
Uh-huh.
Really?
You didn't know that?
No. No. Yeah. I thought a side effect of birth control was unprotected sex. That's a joke.
Okay.
Anyway.
And speaking of birth control pills, there's a recall right now on birth control pills.
Why?
The Qualitest Pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
They make a birth control pill, and the reason why it's being recalled is being implemented because of a packaging error. When select blisters were rotated 180 degrees within the card, reversing the weekly tablet orientation.
Ah.
And, you know, you have different strengths on different
days. Each day, right. Because it's supposed to emulate the Lidl phase, the mm-hmm. so on and so forth. Right, exactly.
And as a result of the packaging error, the daily regimen for these oral contraceptives may be incorrect.
Right.
So if anybody's out there using the Qualitest birth control pills, be careful.
Yeah, you got to return them. You got to go back to your pharmacist, return them, and he'll probably give you a brand new blister pack that is in line with your cycle.
Right. So
yeah, very interesting. Yeah. Okay. So what else? Anything else we need to know about the combination of drugs and supplements?
Vitamin B12 is depleted with metformin.
And metformin is very, very popular.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's the go-to, it's the gold standard drug for diabetes, type 2 diabetes.
Right, and they're also saying that I guess you should obviously, if you're taking metformin, supplement with
B12. Yeah, yeah. Once again, B vitamins. B vitamins are so important, and they're very overlooked. Everybody thinks they get enough of them in their diet, and quite often you get enough of some, but not all of them. I take 2 B100 caps a day, and because B vitamin is water soluble, I'm not worried about it becoming, you know, toxically high levels.
Mm-hmm.
You urinate it out. It's what gives your urine that pretty yellow color.
Is that what does it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so did you know that there is a woman who is going to be running a marathon and eating only McDonald's for a month while she's training?
Why is she doing this? There was a guy who did this, right? Or
there
still
was,
does it?
There was a guy who did it as well, but she's doing it because she likes McDonald's, and I guess
is that why she likes McDonald's, or she wants to show that it's a crappy way to do it?
No, because she likes McDonald's, and plus, I guess that's the only reason why
she likes McDonald's.
My train of thought. Yeah, she likes McDonald's.
So how long has she been doing
this?
Oh,
I know what I was going to say. What I was going to say is that because she's running this marathon, she thinks that she can eat that way and not do harm to herself.
Right, because that's a big misconception amongst many of us.
Mm-hmm.
We think that we can burn the candle at both ends. We can eat crap food because we get into the gym and we train so hard that that's going to mitigate all of the damage, and it doesn't.
But what about the trans fats
inflammatory fats, and you know, and God knows what else they put, you know, the chemical agents that they put in there, the texted vegetable protein that they use because it's not 100% beef.
And the caramel coloring, which we all know is a carcinogen, and just
everything.
The list goes on and on and on.
Right.
And is there any real nutritional value to McDonald's?
Well, I'm sure there is. There is some nutritional value. The problem with McDonald's that I see is the edible oils that they use to cook in and the type of fat that you're going to find in the beef that they procure are all pro-inflammatory. All pro-inflammatory, and that's a problem. So what is her experience with training while eating
McDonald's? Well, it says, so far, her training has not been easy. After the first day of fast food and a five-mile run, she got sick.
Got sick like what? Nauseous and threw up, or?
How does one get a cold in the middle of the summer? That's a quote from her. Quote.
Well, I don't know that was from her. So she caught a cold is what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can blame that on the McDonald's. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it could. Maybe because her immune system is being really whacked out between trying to recover from the workout and also cope with the pro-inflammatory food that she's eating. Maybe mm-hmm. she could. I don't know that the cold. I don't know that I'd blame the cold on McDonald's.
I just found it interesting that someone would do that. That's why I wanted to bring that.
Yeah.
Up.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there looking for attention. And a lot of times they'll do crazy stuff. Look at the movie Jackass. I mean, these guys are letting alligators bite their testicles and stuff like that just to get on TV. I mean, there's a lot of people looking for attention. So they'll take things that are completely contraindicated and they'll do them just so that people will watch them.
Mm-hmm.
I have to believe that she may not see the damaging effects of this early on, but she will someday.
Well, didn't you blog about chicken McNuggets and it looked like that pink stuff coming out of the machine?
So disgusting.
It was just disgusting. And what's in a chicken? I mean, because I'm asking this question because chicken McNuggets were one of the things she likes.
She likes, right.
Yes. And what's in that anyway?
Ground up chicken. I mean,
they grind up everything else too?
Yeah.
Like the bones? And
everything. Everything is in there. Everything. Yeah. It's whole chicken puree. That's what it is. It's disgusting. And again, the oils that they use to fry those things in are just not good for you. We know that. I'm sure that there's people out there like this other guy, McRunner. Apparently there's a guy named McRunner who has like 26,000 people on Facebook who like him.
Mm-hmm.
And he has done this for a long time. He's been eating McDonald's and running. You know, he's a marathon runner.
Uh-huh.
And he finishes high. Like, didn't you say he finished like 28th in the Los Angeles Marathon or
mm-hmm.
something?
He was 28.
I mean, that's impressive. But just because you can do that, I mean, back in the day, there used to be weightlifters that used to drink beer while they were training.
Right. We talked about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. But I mean, that's insane. It's like, okay, so you can do it, but why are you doing it? You already know it's not good for you. So why are you doing it? Just to prove that you can do it?
So if those guys can drink beer while they're training, can I drink wine while we do the show?
Yeah, we should do that one day. Let's find let's find a day where the show falls on a specific holiday where consuming alcohol would be appropriate, and we'll do the show and drink. I'll do it. That's fine with me. Anyway, we actually have to take another commercial break. Can you believe it?
Already?
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, what will we be talking about, Elisa Profumo?
Oh, we can't do a show without talking about Monsanto.
That's true, Monsatan. We will talk about Monsatan in a minute.
Okay.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when
from the
most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey! Hey! Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time.
About that time.
Turn this thing on now. Hey, let's go! Snap your fingers, do your you can do it all.
Somebody commented on Facebook that the music on the Body RX show is better than the music on Superhuman Radio.
Well, it all comes from your music.
I know. No, there are selected. I did select a group of different songs for Body RX, but I can move them right into the.
What's the difference in that music?
I don't remember.
And this music?
I don't remember what it was, but I'm gonna move that music into my show. That's all.
Good idea.
I can do anything I want. It's my station.
Okay, so did you know that Monsanto plans to sell sweet corn in your local supermarkets?
Why is that a big deal?
Well, because up until now, they've had bits and pieces, and everything is in processed foods.
Right.
And so now this is an actual food.
Whole thing. They're going to sell to the consumer.
Yeah, I think Syngenta has been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
And now Monsanto is going to kind of follow them,
you know,
follow their lead.
So people just need to go to the grocery store and not buy Monsanto's sweet corn.
But I don't think that they're going to know which is Monsanto's and which isn't.
And that's what I was going for. So didn't a spokesperson from Monsanto kind of allude to the fact that when he was asked about the negative opinions that people hold with Monsanto causing the product to fail, and he implied that, well, you know, it's going to be in bins No one's going to mark individual ears of corn. How's anybody going to know it's Monsanto sweet corn?
A Monsanto representative told the LA Times, this is a quote, "It's up to us to make sure we help tell people about the benefits, given how sweet corn is normally sold by the ear in larger bins in produce sections of the market. It's not really something that can be easily branded."
So basically what he's saying is, hey, you know, people aren't going to know it's Monsanto's genetically modified sweet corn.
Monsanto explained to the Fast company that food retailers have the latitude to label or not label sweet corn. Just as they do today, consumers will continue to have the ability to purchase corn from growers or retailers of their choice that provide the quality that they are looking for.
You know, that's shocking to me. So in other words, they're like, well, look, you know, people don't have, they don't have the right to know. It's like, we don't have to say anything we don't want. It's like, you know, we don't have to buy this stuff.
And that's like we were talking earlier. Whole Foods does label, you know, like conventional from Mexico or from Pennsylvania.
But don't forget, Whole Foods recently
signed
some sort of a deal
with
Monsanto. So if Monsanto says to Whole Foods, hey, you know what? We don't want you to label this. We want you to do something else with it. I don't care what you do with it. Then probably Whole Foods would listen to them, don't you think?
Well, I think it's up to us as consumers to ask, you know, ask the people in the grocery store where you're shopping, or not even go to a grocery store, go to a farmer's market and don't buy corn.
You know, isn't that what we discussed when we were at the lecture the other day? When everybody was going, this woman kept saying, well, you know, they need to mark this stuff. They need to, it's like, no, it's your responsibility to ask where this stuff comes from. It's not, if it's not marked, don't buy it just because you don't know where it is.
Well, in this article that Dr. Rouse put on our Facebook, thanks, Dr. Rouse, it says that Monsanto already controls 60% of the U.S. corn. So
this will give them the rest of the other 40%, I guess, through direct sales.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, let's talk about how damaging this really is. The truth of the matter is, who the hell is eating corn out there?
No.
I mean, really? Who's eating corn? Never mind the fact that corn makes you fat. Let's just focus on that for a second. Corn makes you fat, okay? But number two, you don't know what's GMO and what's not. 80-90% of the corn out there is genetically modified. So who's eating corn anyway? You know what? Monsanto's going to sell this stuff to idiots.
Well, we had that conversation with one of the ladies from the farm district at the seminar that we went to, and she said she's so afraid that pretty soon we're not going to be able to know what food is GMO and what isn't.
Because we asked her that, right?
Uh-huh, we said, you know, President Obama, their administration just approved alfalfa to be GMO, right?
Right.
So that alfalfa is going to be fed to animals, which are going to eat the GMO alfalfa.
And then give milk, and mm-hmm. we're going to make cheese out of it. So there's mm-hmm. going to be remnants of this genetically modified organism passing through the animals. And we know that that's how it survives. It survives through the animals.
Right.
So it's, yeah, you're right. It's very, very scary. And now, you know, this is going to make those people out there who are in the raw milk production business, they're going to have to say, hey, we don't use any alfalfa, because alfalfa is one of the things that cross-pollinates very quickly.
Uh-huh.
I was talking to your cousin.
Right. In Illinois. Bill.
Bill, I'm sorry. They're brothers. I get them mixed up. Bill. And he was saying that. He was saying once they get alfalfa out there, he says all the alfalfa will be GMO because they cross-pollinate so easily.
Everything cross-pollinates. I mean, in my herb garden, I have lavender plant really near my basil.
Right.
And now there's basil growing in my lavender.
Right.
I'm like, how did that happen?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Elisa, I just want to let you know something. I am putting a picture of you up on Facebook.
Oh,
in this,
do not
Elisa
do that.
In the studio.
Don't
doing,
do that.
Yes, casual.
I was wondering
Friday.
What he was doing over there.
I knew you were going to get mad at me, but I want the people in the audience to see how wonderful it is, how wonderful you look when I have to work with you on Casual Friday. So anyway, that's going to be up on Facebook in just a couple seconds.
And it's got you very distracted, by the way.
Yes, well, it's a really pretty picture.
Usually you would be ranting about Monsanto, and you're not.
Well, so, you know what? Given a rant over Monsanto or looking at a beautiful picture of you, I choose you. Okay, so I've ranted. Monsanto is up to no good, but the reality is, who's eating corn? Who's eating corn? Really? This one is going to backfire on them because the people that know the difference aren't eating corn anyway. So, But, you know, we still have to rail against them one way or the other. We have to force Monsanto to become more transparent and give us products that we want. And the only way, you know, think about this. The government subsidizes that stupid corn. Otherwise, we wouldn't be forced to eat it in the first place.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you see the article that Peter posted about the best and worst sweeteners?
No.
Okay.
Really?
It was.
Are these artificial? I mean, alternatives to sugar, in other words? These are sugar alternatives?
Well, yes. The four best and three worst sweeteners to have in your kitchen.
Okay.
Okay, so one of the good guys was organic and raw local honey.
Right, and that makes perfect sense.
Right. Okay.
These are the best you're going to do first, or are you going to do the best and the worst? How are you going to do this?
I'm doing the best.
Okay. So organic local raw honey obviously is the best.
And blackstrap molasses.
Have you ever tasted molasses?
I have not.
Have you ever tasted sorghum?
No.
Isn't sorghum and molasses very similar?
I guess. I don't know.
Molasses has kind of a sulfur flavor to me.
This one is a little perplexing to me. Sugar alcohol was listed as a good guy.
Yeah, but didn't they say in that article that if it's not in large amounts because it can cause
GI distress, yes.
And that's the main problem with sugar alcohol. Sugar alcohol does do something to the stomach.
Xylitol. And they actually give xylitol like in gum. It's in gum to chew after you like eat if you can't brush your teeth.
That's a better choice?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
But also be careful because xylitol is supposed to be extremely toxic to dogs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get rid of your dog, throw him a piece of sugar-free Dentine.
Even a little bit causes life-threatening changes in your pooch's blood sugar.
Oh, God. That's not good.
No. So those were the good guys.
Who are the bad guys? Alisa. I know one of them already, I'll bet.
Well, the other good guy was stevia, obviously.
Yeah, because that's a plant. It's natural. I bet I can guess who the bad guys are. Did they have saccharin on there at all?
Aspartame?
No, so sodium saccharin. So they had
sucralose.
Aspartame.
Sucralose.
Sucralose is on there?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
As bad.
Really? What does sucralose do to you?
It's Splenda.
Yes, I know. But what does it do to you when you... I know like aspartame turns into formaldehyde and even some types of alcohol that can damage your brain. I know that about aspartame. That's why I stopped using aspartame a long, long time ago.
What is aspartame in, like, Diet Cokes and...
I don't know what it's in. You have to read the individual labels, and I do read labels, you know, for that reason. If something has aspartame... Like, I remember I got a supplement from a guy who was advertising, and it was a BCAA mix that had like flavors like sour apple and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember reading the label, and the first ingredient was the branched chain amino acids. The second ingredient was aspartame. The third ingredient were the flavors. And I thought to myself, I'm not taking it. It's got aspartame in it. That's garbage.
Well, sucralose is supposedly processed with chlorine, and researchers are finding that the artificial sweetener is passing through our bodies and winding up in wastewater treatment plants where it cannot be broken down.
Because the chlorine can't do anything to it.
Right.
Wow, that's amazing. Does it do anything bad to our bodies, to your knowledge? I mean, does the sucralose actually cause any gastric problems, or doesn't appear to?
Not according to this article.
Yeah, I don't know. The sucralose, I use Splenda sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah. And coffee or stuff like that. And, I mean, I'm not using a ton of it. And I know that there's like a smidge. I remember talking to Tom Bilyeu over at Quest Protein Bars. And they use – it's like the last ingredient, I think, on their list. They use like a nano drop of sucralose, but it's just to bridge the flavors of the sweetness in their bars. So it doesn't. I don't know that I'm afraid of Splenda, to be honest with you.
This one surprised me. Was agave is listed as a bad guy,
and that's all over the health food industry. I mean, everybody loves agave. You know, as a sweetener, agave comes from cactus.
Many agave nectars consist of 70% to 80% fructose.
Ew.
That's more than what's found in high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, and you know, too much fructose is really no good.
It says look for ones that contain 30% to 40% fructose.
Yeah. I didn't even know they had different types of agave.
And agave is very heavily processed. in an extremely energy-intensive manner that's similar to the way corn is converted into high-fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, interesting.
So I guess I would just stay away from the agave. And honestly, stevia is
probably the best choice. And you know what? And how, if you're going to sweeten something using, like say, a cup of coffee, and you're having, like, one tablespoon of sugar, why not just throw some raw sugar, like the turbinado sugar or the sugar in the raw, just throw some sugar in it and avoid the chemistry set.
Or just don't use it at all.
Well, there you go. Like Ben told me, if I put sugar in my coffee, I'm not drinking coffee.
And the number one bad guy was aspartame.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
And that's in diet sodas and low-cal sugar goods, and it's so bad.
Aspartame gives me a headache. One time someone at the gym gave me one of those little packets that you tear off and pour into your water bottle so that it'll have a flavor to it, like it'll taste like Kool-Aid. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And it had aspartame in it. And I drank the whole thing during my workout, and I never get headaches. I had a severely pounding headache, like, immediately after my workout. It was just unbelievable. And I know for sure that it came from using that particular product. You know what, Elisa?
We have to take another break.
Could you believe it? It's hard for me to believe. But yes, we have to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will pick it up with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Take two.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.com. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after
after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Elisa, have you ever had to deal with someone living being in a nursing home?
No, my grandfather was in a nursing home.
Okay.
Your mother's in one now, right?
Yeah. And it's really tragic what goes on in a nursing home, because quite often the nursing homes and the attending physicians decide what they want to do. Like, they put my mother on a statin drug. She had not been on a statin drug for the past 20 years. And when she was admitted to the nursing home, they put her on a statin drug. And I contacted the doctor and I said, why is my mother on a statin drug? And he said, well, keep her cholesterol down. She's 87 years old. How is that going to help her? And when you think it's going to get her to live, what, to 93 instead of 92? And I demanded he take her off the statin drug. Well, it appears that they experiment with these elderly people, because when my father was in a nursing home for a brief period of time before he passed away, they put him on an antipsychotic drug to help him sleep, and it actually made him violent, which leads me to the story. You have an article, don't you?
An article where they are trying to cut antipsychotic drugs because so many of the people that are using them are lashing out and they're having adverse reactions to
right.
them. And they're putting them on these drugs and they don't even need to be on them.
Right. They use them to help people sleep. Putting someone on an antipsychotic drug, elderly people, when they get to that 80-plus year age, a lot of them suffer from a phenomenon called sundowners. When it becomes nighttime, they become ridden with anxiety. They become fidgety. They want to get out. That's when they want to escape from these facilities. They want to go home. They want to get out of there. They call it sundowners syndrome. So what a lot of these facilities do now to help control these people is they put them on drugs that just make them zombies so that they won't do that.
It says here that antipsychotics are meant primarily to help control hallucinations, delusions, and other abnormal behavior in people suffering from schizophrenia, bipolar disorder. And they're also given to hundreds of thousands of elderly nursing home patients in the U.S. to pacify aggressive and paranoid behavior related to dementia.
Yeah, aggressive behavior. These are people who don't want to be in those places. And they're upset by the way they're being treated quite often. And so in order to make them more docile and easier to manage, these facilities give them drugs to turn them into zombies. That's what they're trying to do. It's terrible. If anybody has a family member in a nursing home, you know what I'm talking about. Every time you walk in, there's like, wait a minute, when did they start giving my mom that? Or when did they start giving my dad that? It's like they just make these decisions on their own. They don't even check with the families, so it's terrible.
It said that a government audit released in May found that in a six-month period, one in seven nursing home patients aged 65 or older had been prescribed antipsychotic drugs.
and probably didn't have any reason for the drug. Real reason, I mean.
No, that's crazy.
Elisa, do you know the best way to win a battle? Let's say you were a company that produced a weight loss product. Do you know the best way to prove that your product is the best one of all of them?
Fund your own study.
Yes, yes. Pay for your own study. If you fund your own study, you can stack the odds in your favor. Weight Watchers just did that, didn't they?
They sure did. Dieters lose more and leave it off longer with their plan, commercial plan. So basically what they did was...
Who did they compare themselves to?
That's what I was just getting ready to say.
Yeah.
They compared themselves to doctors and nurses.
So what they basically said was people who went to their doctors and or their physician's nurse and asked for advice on how to, A, lose weight and keep it off, had less success than people who went to Weight Watchers.
That's correct.
That is the most idiotic comparison I have ever heard of in my life. That's like saying people who went to their mechanic and asked for investment advice in the stock market did worse than people who went to a brokerage firm. What do doctors and nurses know about nutrition in the first place? Zero. They're still subscribing to the calorie is a calorie theory.
Calories in, calories out. You guys talked about that on Body RX yesterday, didn't
you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. So what a stacked. I mean, Weight Watchers should have compared themselves to the South Beach diet and the this diet and the paleo diet and that, and then let's see how they fare.
Well, didn't we talk about the Jenny Craig diet a few months ago where they funded their own study and their diet was the best diet on the market?
Right, right. So that's all you have to do is fund your own study. You know what I just thought of?
What?
We should fund our own study and say that we have the best radio show in the world. here's what we do. We go out to people and we say, do you listen to Superhuman Radio? Yes, I do. Okay. Do you also go to the dentist? Yes. Which do you like better, listening to Superhuman Radio or having your teeth drilled? Oh, Superhuman Radio. 100% of the audience likes listening to our show more than anything else. There you go. We could do the same thing that Weight Watchers did.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Terrible. And you know what? It's doctors and nurses should be able to give advice about nutrition. They should. But they don't believe that nutrition plays a role in the development of disease or the ability to stay healthy. They don't. And they say they do, but if they really did, wouldn't they invest some time learning about what nutritional protocols actually promote health?
Yes.
When we were at the lecture the other day, I made a comment and said that the food industry should be called the healthcare industry and the medical industry should be called the sick care industry.
Yeah.
Because food is the only thing that can keep you healthy, and the medical industry is the only thing that can work on keeping you ill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really ridiculous. But nobody sees the relationship between food and health, at least at Capitol Hill, because they keep funding corn and wheat.
Peter posted a article about the new law could empty vitamin aisles, which
we've
talked about that before.
Right.
But if you haven't gone to Life Extension yet and filled out the form to be sent to your
representative.
Right. Need to do that because it looks like, you know, this is getting pretty heated here.
Yeah. They have a legislative action committee. So if you go to lef.org/LAC, you can see what new topics your local representatives need to know about how you feel towards those topics. And they automatically send emails out to them on your behalf. And it works because I did it. I got emails back from individuals that I sent emails to, and then I continued to correspond with them.
You know what surprises me, though, is that they want to do what they're doing with the vitamins, but yet there's no regulation for, let's say, cosmetics or lotions or shampoos and things that we use.
Well, didn't you say once on the show that they still put lead in some lipsticks?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about the idiocy of that. Lead on your lips, like right there at your mouth, so you're eating trace amounts of lead if you wear those lipsticks.
Yeah, we talked about that once before, and I pulled up the same website. But basically, there is lead in our lipsticks. And Christian Dior, Lancome, Clinique, Estee Lauder, Yves Saint Laurent, Chanel, they all have
lead
in the lipstick.
Isn't it the red? The redder the lipstick, the more lead there. I feel like I remember you saying the redder the lipstick, the more lead there was in it. Do I recall that, or maybe I'm wrong?
I don't know about that, but the test that you can do on yourself is put some lipstick on your hand and use a 24-karat or 14-karat gold ring to scratch the lipstick. And if the color changes to black, then you'll know the lipstick contains lead.
So that's an easy way to find
out. That's an easy way
to
find
out. So a woman takes her lipstick, rubs it on the back of her hand,
mm-hmm.
then takes a 14 or 18 karat gold ring.
14 or 24 karat gold. Or 24 to 14 karat gold, right.
There you go. A 14 or better karat gold ring. Rubs it on the lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you look on the ring for the color to change or on your hand for the color to change?
On your hand.
So if the color gets darker, it has lead in it.
If it changes to black.
I'll be darned.
Yes.
How many women do you know that have you ever done that?
Never. No, and I should. And it looks like to me that the more expensive lipsticks are the ones that have the lead in them, which is surprising to me. And the article also said to watch out for the ones that stay on for a long time.
Oh, the lipstick the color, that advertise.
The color stay.
Yeah,
that
they
won't
stay
come
on for.
Off.
Yeah, a lipstick that stays on for 8 hours at a time. Those are the worst culprits then. Mm-hmm. You know, that's shocking to me that a company would even put lead in lipstick knowing that lead can destroy your brain. And if it's right there on your mouth, I mean, you're definitely eating some of it. But yeah. Of course, I'm sure they use the mantra of the FDA.
The low levels.
Yeah, such low levels, it really can't hurt you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting. We don't want the FDA to control the cosmetic industry.
No, we don't.
But we also don't want the FDA to try to control the supplement industry.
No, we don't.
And that's the problem here. And let's face it, just the way the FDA came out against Dr. Oz instead of the companies that he targeted in his piece, the FDA has vested interest in protecting its clients. And its clients, in this case, are the pharmaceutical industry, who would love nothing more than to get their hands around the nutraceutical industry so they can make those billions of dollars as well.
You know, what I don't understand is that there's no limit set by the FDA for lead in lipstick.
Right.
There's no limit set. No. But they allow candy to have lead in it. It's 0.1 parts per million, but still.
Yeah. Well, look, let's also talk about this. Lead is one of those things that are found in trace amounts in organic compounds in general, in dirt and so on, and even in some of our plants, some of our plant foods and so on. I mean, I'm sure there's little trace amounts of lead in stuff that grows in your garden.
Uh-huh.
So, but that's not the problem I have. The problem I have is that we know what the FDA is up to. We know that they are trying to garner the position for their clients in the nutraceutical industry. But thank God for the cosmetic industry, or to thank God that the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want in on their industry, or otherwise the FDA would be setting things up for Roche to make lipstick and Pfizer's to make face cream. They'd be positioning their clients in that industry as well.
Well, there is a website that you can go to, the Environmental Working Group.
Great website.
It has a website, Skin Deep, that you can go to and find out what hazardous products are in your lotions and your shampoos and your cosmetics.
Okay, now let me ask you a question as a consumer.
Uh-huh.
You purchase a very exclusive product to put on your face.
Right.
Can I say the name?
If you want.
Provage.
Okay.
Okay. And you went to the website,
mm-hmm.
and you looked on the website, and lo and behold, you found out that I think that we assume that when we buy an expensive product, it is the best of the best, and that's why we're paying more money for it, right?
Right.
But when you went to the website, what did you learn?
It had, from a scale from 0 to 10, the best being 0, 10 being the worst, it had a hazardous rank of between 3 and 5.
3 and 5. How does that make you feel? Do you think 3 and 5 is acceptable?
I'm not sure yet.
I have
to dig a little deeper and find out what the chemicals are that are the hazardous chemicals that are in it.
Right. Now, do you have any – before reading that, you felt that Provage was a great product.
I did.
You felt that it does good things for your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still feel that way?
I'm maybe a little more concerned about using it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, so, you know, people need to be aware. This comes back to the other day when we were at that lecture and that girl was talking about, well, I don't know. It doesn't say. And somebody at the front said, well, you have a right to know. You have a right to ask where that food came from. And I spoke up and said, no, it's your responsibility to know. It's your mm-hmm. responsibility to ask, because the illusion that there's some organization or there are companies out there that are cloaked in a halo, that they're only going to do the right thing by the consumer, that's pure idiocy. If you believe that, if you go through life with that safe feeling like, well, I don't have to worry about anything because there are other people worrying about it for me, you're an idiot. You have to ask. You have to know what's in the stuff you rub on your face. You have to know what's in the stuff that you put in your mouth. You have to know where your produce comes from. You have to ask. But guess what? You ask once and you're done. That's it. And then you can choose your sources. What else do we have to talk about, lovely and talented Alisa Profumo?
Well, Dr. Rouse also listed an article about the five nutrients that we're not getting enough of.
Right.
Magnesium.
Right.
Potassium.
Right.
Iodine. B12.
Right.
And vitamin D.
Yeah. And, you know, the magnesium, potassium. Excuse me, potassium, those are supposed to be coming from a lot of our produce items, but they've been the soil has been depleted.
Right.
That's part of the problem there. So.
And what about the iodine?
Well, if we ate more seafood or shellfish or clearly seafood, we'd probably be getting more iodine. But a lot of seafood we eat now is factory farmed. It's not coming from the oceans. There's plenty of iodine in the ocean. So, yeah, I mean, I'm guilty of not getting enough iodine in my diet, I predict. I should probably be using more. I take plenty of vitamin D. I'm not worried about that. And I eat at least an avocado a day on average, which gives me a lot of potassium and magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
Some days, too, like yesterday.
And what about eggs? They have iodine in them?
Do they? I didn't know that. Maybe they do.
It says eat at least one serving of eggs or yogurt a day. Because both are good sources of iodine.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. Well, I don't eat eggs every day right now either. So that's, I guess, but I'm going to be eating them today after the show. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that. Make up for my lack of iodine intake. We have to take one last commercial break. And when we come back, I want to read an email from a listener. I think it's kind of an interesting email. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting apsnutrition.com. Today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
Lead.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. I had said I was putting a picture up on Facebook, but the picture is really way too blurry. So we will get a good picture of her on the air next week during Casual Friday and post it. I got a few really, really good emails from a listener named John Garofano. I think I forwarded one of them to you, and we're actually going to have him on the show sometime in the near future because he has a really interesting story. But one of the things that he sent to me was related to the Dr. Oz saga and the whole apple juice issue. Did you hear the show that I did with Dr. Scowron?
Yes, and he was talking about how the arsenic in the apple really comes from the seeds, and it's because some of the manufacturers, like the ones from China. Isn't that what he said, that they
He said the manufacturers that are making the apple juice are using the whole apple because they're lazy. They're not coring the apple. And he said that the large amount of the arsenic is actually in the seeds of the apple and the skin of the apple. And if they would skin the apples and core the apples, that would reduce a lot of the arsenic in the juice to begin with, which is a great point. Very, very good point. But once again, I feel that, and John Garofano sent me an email pointing out that it was the FDA that showed that that Dr. Oz was wrong, which John also agrees with me that it's peculiar that the FDA is even coming out against Dr. Oz. Why aren't the companies that he has targeted come out against him? It makes no sense for the FDA. I mean, that would be like the U.S. government getting involved in a battle between two rival companies. They wouldn't do that. And so while he points that out, he did say that the news about Dr. Oz's stupid mistake aired was posted on a website that is called fruitsandveggiesmorematters.com. And I'm familiar with this website. And so I emailed him back and I said, I wouldn't take anything from that website as gospel truth, because that website is nothing more than a shill organization for some of the largest producers in the world, Del Monte and so on. I mean, that's who's behind that website. And granted, it is true that eating more vegetables and fruits is important, but it is only important, and I'm saying this with the greatest degree of gravity possible, it is only important to eat a lot more vegetables and fruits if, in fact, you're eating them from organic sources or locally grown sources, because otherwise you are inundating your body with pesticides and God knows what else. So I don't agree with this particular website's edicts that, hey, getting kids to eat more fruits and vegetables is a good thing no matter how you do it. It's not. Not if it's poison. Not if it's poison.
Right.
So, you know, until everybody out there gets the message that eating an apple is not the same thing as eating an organically, locally sourced apple. They're very, very different, because if you're eating an apple that comes from God knows where, you don't know how much pesticide is in it. You don't know anything about it. And so why not just take the pesticide and shoot it in your mouth?
And just remember that apples are now the number one pesticide laden foods, with 90% of conventionally grown apples have pesticides.
And you know what? The reason that it's good that you point that out, because this particular website, you know, fruitsandveggiesmorematters.com, at the bottom of the article that they posted pointing out that Dr. Oz was wrong and quoting the FDA, they suggest that people not abandon apples and apple juice, and that they should give it to their kids. And that's just ridiculous. Do not give your children conventionally grown apples and apple juice unless you feel comfortable putting an eyedropper full of pesticide in their mouth every morning, because that's what it's tantamount to.
Right, and you know how McDonald's is talking about now they're offering the apples for kids instead of French fries. Yeah. Well, those are probably conventionally grown apples.
They're even worse because not only are they conventionally grown apples loaded with pesticides, but then McDonald's takes the time to slice them up and powder them with agents that keep them from getting old in the plastic bag.
Mm-hmm.
These are not apples any more than picking up, a sandwich that's been laying in the street for 3 weeks and run over by cars and urinated on dogs is still a sandwich.
Yeah.
So, and John Garofano agreed with my point. It's not that he disagreed with me. I just wanted to point out that there's lots of propaganda out there telling us that, hey, well, you know what? You got to eat apples, you know, and Dr. Oz may have been wrong. He may have used the wrong test. The jury is still out on that. But what is clear is the FDA had no dog in this fight. They shouldn't have come out against Dr. Oz and made any statements at all because they don't know what those companies are doing, for crying out loud. Quite often, they don't know what any of the companies that they provide oversight to are doing. That's why they get caught by surprise so many times. Well, we didn't know that the peanut company of America hadn't been visited for 7 years before they poisoned thousands of people across the United States, because we don't have the resources to police all the companies that. And then they come out and say, well, no, we know that these guys were wrong. Dr. Oz was wrong and our guys are right. How do they know anything? They don't know anything. They selectively don't know and do know when they want to know and they don't want to know. So don't believe anything the FDA says. They're just a gun for hire.
Mm-hmm.
And don't eat produce and fruits unless it's organic, at least, and best locally sourced. Or take my advice. Go out and get some Ready Roundup. Get a jug of Ready Roundup. You can actually buy Roundup at your local hardware store for your weeds. Go out and get a bottle of Roundup, get an eyedropper, and every morning put one drop of Roundup in your child's mouth and then pat them on the back and say, have a good day at school, honey. We'll see you later. Because that's what you're doing if you're giving them just a plain old apple. Like fruitsandveggiesmorematters.com suggests you do. So that's it. That's I just wanted to get that out.
Interestingly enough, Dr. Rouse posted a article about the 6 most horrifying foods, and it was on a website called cracked.com.
Yeah, which you told me about for the first time. I think it's a cool website.
It is a very cool website. So one of the items that they listed was cellulose, and we've talked about that before on the show, which is wood.
Wood.
It's cellulose. So there was an advertisement on the website for Skinny Cow products, which they're really pushing for women right now.
Okay, let me get this straight. On the website crack.com, there is both an advertisement for Skinny Cow products and an article talking about cellulose.
No, it was on a different website.
Okay.
And on a different website, there was an advertisement for Skinny Cow.
Okay.
And they're really pushing Skinny Cow products right now for women. And if you don't know what a Skinny Cow product is, it's like the desserts, candy. They've got candy now. Initial one was ice cream sandwiches.
I remember the Skinny Cow ice cream sandwiches, yes.
Okay, so one of the ingredients in the Skinny Cow product is cellulose. Mm. Now, why do they need to put wood in ice cream and, like, ice cream sandwiches?
Well, isn't that where they get the fiber from? Isn't that their fiber source? I have a feeling it is. So they're feeding us wood.
They're feeding us wood.
Well, they're not feeding us wood. They're feeding dumb people.
Well, I don't eat Skinny Cow products. I have eaten them in the past, but I've just tried them and that was it. There's so many ingredients. If you look at the ingredient list of these products, it's like, who would eat that?
You know who eats it?
Who?
People on
Weight Watchers.
every American. Yeah, people on Weight Watchers. I'm sure they have cellulose and Weight Watchers meals. Every American out there, except the people who listen to this show and people who follow Paleolithic diets and ancestral diets, all the other people, I would roughly say 99% of the population eats that crap.
Speaking of Paleolithic diets, we have a guy coming on next week that's a chef, and he's going to be talking about healthy ways to add some flavor to your Paleolithic style cooking.
I'm
looking forward to that show.
Very, very cool. And then Monday we have both Alicia Fong from AF Performance Center coming on to talk about some issues for women and training and nutrition. And then later in the hour, we're going to have a second hour with Dr. Judy, who is a nationally syndicated radio talk show host who specializes on giving advice, especially about sex problems.
Really?
Yes. So anybody who has any questions for Dr. Judy, email them to me at onair@superhumanradio.com. And don't make them too stupid, because I'm not going to read something stupid to the lady on the air. You know. But anyway, so do we have anything else to talk about?
No, I think that's it.
That means we're going to go have eggs. I really want eggs now that I know that they have iodine in them.
Yep.
Okay, well, thanks for listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Tried to make me go to rehab.